Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Wherever you are, however you're listening across North America, on the radio, around the world, on the internet, thank you for being here. Gail Lance is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. That's Lance with a Z on the end. And she's president of Work Matters Incorporated, which is a consulting firm that helps companies like yours and mine become better leaders. You and I and our team leaders become better leaders. How to improve the engagement of our employees. And she also is a keynote speaker. And now she's an author of an outstanding book. And folks, I know from good books, and I'm very impressed with her new book, Take the Bull by the Horns, by Gail Lance. Gail, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
You're bullish about 2009. No whining, crying, no fetal positions for you. You're excited about 2009, aren't you?
I think so. It doesn't serve any purpose to be otherwise at this point.
That's exactly right. Nobody likes whiners, do they?
No, it just doesn't get you as far.
So what do you think we should be doing to be bullish in 09?
Well, I think one of the first things is just to check your attitude and your mindset and make sure that you're focused on opportunities instead of being bogged down in challenges. So to really be creative and actively seeking out even the smallest opportunities that can bloom over time is so important to do.
I'm glad you said that about the small thing because, you know, at a time like this, one of the things I try to do, Gail, is every day I try to have at least to do something today that I have to look forward to tomorrow. Even if I don't have a big transaction that I'm going to close or something big, you know, whatever it may be, that may be larger and more exciting, I try to make sure that tomorrow there's at least one thing I'm going to look forward to coming to work for, something exciting. And typically I'm hoping that I try to make that where it's a customer that will say yes or no. They might say no, but at least I've got an opportunity. What do you think?
I think that's very smart, and not just trying to connect with customers directly, but with other people who may be able to provide you with some leads.
And it could be that. It could be just that I make one. It could just be that somebody says, yes, I know them, I'll introduce you.
Right, or even to take it a step back, it's a good idea just to talk to someone in your network to say, let's meet for coffee, and I just want to brainstorm some ideas on new opportunities or people that I should be connecting with. So
I call that meeting the world halfway, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. When I was in sales many, many years ago, in commission sales, I realized that if there were days when I didn't feel like selling or if it was pouring down rain or whatever, I realized that if I stayed home, I wasn't going to sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I didn't feel like calling on anybody, I still got up and went out into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
and was in, I was on the, I call it being on the pavement. And I was out there where at least I had an opportunity to stumble across something if it happened. And I actually did that sometimes. I would be out there, you know, intentionally being lazy maybe one day, and I'd stumble across some business because I met the world halfway. What do you think?
I think that's the thing to do. You know, the best connections will come through other people. And, you know, some mm-hmm. business owners are intentionally having meetings, mastermind meetings or accountability group meetings once a week or every other week to just sit down with a few people who are equally committed to helping each other generate ideas and build their business in some way. So that's another more strategic way that you can engage in processes to build your business in these tough times.
Well, and it also, I think what you're saying to us now also, without really specifically saying it, but I would like for you to talk about this, is this is not a time to become cavemen, right? I mean, you're not going to be successful if you huddle up inside your four walls.
No. In fact, it's more reason to pull out the stops and to be visible, meeting one-on-one in small groups, showing up at association meetings, civic groups, the more visible you are, just like you said, you're out on the pavement and you just never know what you might stumble on. So the more visible you can be in today's market, out there in person and in writing, getting some articles out there, blogging, All those things can bring about good results over time if you're doing them consistently.
Well, and you never know where your next opportunity is going to come from. I have had many times, Gail, where I was invited to go somewhere, or I had an opportunity to go somewhere to a networking group or a conference or whatever it may be. It might have been in my own town or maybe across the country. And I actually, there were times when I said, you know what, I don't really want to go to that. I'm just tired of traveling. I don't want to do that. But I'd go anyway. And I'd meet somebody that would turn my business around or something. It'd be some incredible introduction that I would make or some new insight that I would get. It's amazing what you get when you get out of your cave.
Right, and it's so easy for business owners to have the excuses. Well, I'm just too busy. I have too much going on. I can't afford to be out there now. But you really can't afford not to be out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. And it's difficult. And the tougher business, the tougher the economy becomes, sometimes we do want to get in there. Because you know what? And I'll tell you one of the things I think that happens to us, Gail. I think we don't want somebody to walk up to us and say, "How's your business? Mine's great." You know, we hate those guys, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
and you know, I mean, you got those guys everywhere. And of course, you know, I've seen those guys. I've heard those guys say that, and maybe it was a friend of mine. And later on, I'd say, "Why did you say that? Your business stinks."
Uh-huh.
Another thing that you talk about that a lot, and you cover in your book, is how to deal with our employees, and how to talk to us about your attitude about that, because you talk about the importance of being realistic with your employees.
Yes. Well, you know, it all boils down to leadership, and if you can lead your employees with a spirit of optimism, helping them see that there are new opportunities, then that will permeate your whole business. But at the same time, you need to say, you know, here are the challenges, but at the same time, here's how we're planning to move beyond them. So it's not getting muddled down in the problems, as I said before. It's helping your employees see that not only will you get through it, but that they have the capability to and the strength to move the business forward. Once they start believing in themselves and they see that you as the business owner or the leader believe in those capabilities, it's amazing the results that you'll be able to see, because they start believing in themselves and they start assuming more accountability to take action. They're more invested in the business.
Well, and if you've got some experience yourself, I had a meeting with my group, Gail, and I told them, I said, "Guys, you know, we talked about the good, the bad, the ugly of everything, you know, the economy and everything." Uh-huh. And I said, "Here's what one thing you need to understand. This is my 7th recession, and I've lived through all of the others, and I'm going to live through this one." And I think it made them feel better.
Yeah.
God help them. God help them, right, Gail? Stand by. Quick break. Gail Lantz is our guest. That's LANTZ. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it for you. We built it so there is no barrier for you, no barrier to entry. No, you don't have to tell us who you are. You don't have to give us your email address, nothing like that. Unless you want to use the briefcase. You know, we've got a little briefcase tool there, and you have to, because that's your own little section of our website, by the way, so you can protect that with your email and your password. But otherwise, just to use our stuff, requirement at all, except just to use it. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, you can check out my blog, you can read articles, archive, listen to archives, check out our Brain Trust members, and we got some good ones, like our new friend Gail Lantz, LANTZ, president of Work Matters Inc., the author of the brand new book, Take the Bull by the Horns. Gail, tell us where your book's available and how we can find you online.
Sure. Online, the book is available at workmatters.com, which is my website, specifically workmatters.com/books. It's also available at amazon.com, and then in the local area at some selected independent bookstores.
So check that out, folks. Take the Bull by the Horns by Gail, G-A-Y-L-E-L-A-N-T-Z. Gail, let's, in your own company, tell us about your company and what you do.
Well, Work Matters is a company that helps other companies improve performance, and we do that primarily by focusing on helping leaders be really great at what they do and engage their employees. So my
give us an example of what you do, because engagement is a big deal right now. Engagement, according to the reports that I've reported on, the surveys I've reported on the last couple of years, Gail, engagement for employees is really a bad statistic right now.
It is. Well, and I work with companies in a lot of different ways, depending on their needs and their goals. But one example was helping a division of a large organization actually go through a visioning process. They were looking at their strategy and trying to figure out new direction. And rather than getting a bunch of leaders, you know, behind closed doors and trying to figure it all out, we got representatives from different parts of the business to come together and to get input and share ideas, and what really made them a part of the thought process to move the business forward. So that was a great way to engage them. I think they appreciated that they could be involved in the process and that their voices were heard. It enriched the process because oftentimes they have the best ideas. You know, too many leaders are trying to figure it out all on their own.
Do you think that at a time like this, where there's a lot of stress in the CEO's office of especially small businesses, that we all may have a tendency to kind of not only stay inside our four walls of our businesses, but inside the four walls of our offices, and be less likely to be collaborative with our people? Do you think that's a natural tendency for us that we got to fight?
I do think it's a natural tendency sometimes to just want to wring your hands and force yourself to come up with the answers. But in small business especially, you often have people that have multiple capabilities. They can help in a variety of different areas. They're used to wearing different hats. So being able to really help them excel in a lot of different ways can help the business perform better. It's saying, we know that you have strengths that you may not be utilizing in the same ways that you could if we really were to shine a light on that. What can we do to bring out more in you so that we can bring out more in our business? And people usually respond so well to that when they have a leader that's acknowledging their potential instead of a leader just telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. It's asking, and that's a big theme in my book. It's asking people what's possible instead of feeling pressure to always tell them what they should be doing.
And encouraging them to take ownership, right?
Absolutely. In small business, everyone has ownership, typically. Mm-hmm. So, and if they don't, you need to think about who you have in your business. But ideally, you want to have people who you trust can develop the accountability to really want to move the business forward.
You mentioned questions a minute ago, and in your book you talk about asking better questions.
Yes.
Tell us about what you mean by that.
Well, by better questions, it's helping to uncover some of the information that you really need to know, and doing it in a tone that helps empower people. You know, it's tempting to come down on an employee and say, "What were you thinking? You know, can't believe you did that." Instead of, "Well, what made you come to that decision?
Right.
What can we do better?
What did we learn?" That's the magic redemption.
Learn?
One of the most important things that managers have to learn how to do with employees is to learn how to redeem them. And that's something I think, you know, it's easy to fire somebody, but it's a little more work to redeem somebody. But a redeemed employee is often the employee that would fight to the death for you. If you've redeemed them, if you've shown them that you know, that you care about them, that they're worthy of your time, and then when they mess up after you've given them, you know, the responsibility, they mess up, instead of saying, you know, fussing at them or saying you're fired or whatever, if you say, "What did we learn?" That's an incredible redemption question, isn't it?
Right, and what will we do differently, or what will you do differently going forward?
Right.
So it's all about putting it in the positive. If you can frame questions to help people see opportunities, you know, and it may be as simple as saying, "Where do you think our best opportunities are now?" Instead of, "What are the biggest problems that we need?" Mm-hmm. You know, "What are the biggest problems that we need to attack?" They bring those to you anyway if you're a leader. So you have to work harder at saying, "You know, I see that, but where are the best solutions, the new ideas, the new possibilities?"
I always encourage them to not just bring me a problem, but bring me their version of a solution every time they have a problem.
That's
make
a great
them, make them try to think of us. Even if it's not the right one, at least it's a start.
Right.
Give us that website again, Gail.
It's workmatters.com.
Gail, I've enjoyed having you here.
M-A-T-T-E-R-S.
You did a good job today. Congratulations on the book. The book is called Take the Bull by the Horns. It's available wherever books are sold. Gail, will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you very much. See you next time.
All right. Have a good day.
Gail Lance, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Michelle Goodman on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.